Well, our top story, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, has discussed Israel's nuclear activities and released a report that has come under attack by many countries. Now, Arab countries have described the IAEA's report as weak and disappointing. They promised to step up pressure on Israel to join the anti-atomic arms pact. The United States, however, urged them to withdraw a planned resolution on the issue at next week's assembly's meeting of the agency. Now, Washington insists that discussing such a sensitive issue could negatively affect the negotiations currently underway between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Now, to discuss this issue further, we're being joined by former U.S. Senator Mike Gravel. Many thanks for joining us here, sir, on Press TV. Now, earlier, the non-aligned movement expressed concern over the selective approach of the IAEA towards the issue of Israel's nuclear capabilities. Where does the IAEA's inability to take any firm stance against Israeli nukes put its viability as an independent body?
Well, first off, it's been manipulated by the United States, and obviously this is evidence of this manipulation. There's no reason why the IAEA, if it's to be a even-handed body, shouldn't hold Israel accountable and get Israel to join the treaty, as, of course, Iran has joined the treaty. And here we have an anomaly where the United States, supported by the UN, and the AEA is part of the UN, is supported in sanctions against Iran when the conduct of Israel is considerably more egregious in that regard. Remember that it was Israel that transported nuclear technology to the apartheid government of South Africa at one point and was not held accountable by anybody in that regard.
Right now, the EU claims that singling out one country will not be conducive to a good atmosphere and could hamper the ability of the IAEA to contribute positively to the establishment of a nuclear-free Middle East. Why do major world bodies continue to adopt this double standard when it comes to Iran's peaceful nuclear activities and Israel's known nuclear stockpiles?
First off, it's the United States that leads the manipulation of the IAEA and the Security Council in what I consider to be unjust and illegal issues towards Iran. And now the feeble excuse that this will bringing this issue up now at the IAEA level is going to hamper the negotiations between the Palestinians and Israel over a two-state solution. Well, that's ridiculous. That's got nothing to do with it. This problem that Israel has, nuclear problem that it has, is related to the entire region, not just the Palestinian situation. So no, I think that the United States, in suggesting that this not be taken up because it might affect the negotiations, is really a canard. It's ridiculous.
Right. Can you elaborate more on that? I mean, why is the U.S. so persistent on drawing a link between the two issues?
Well, first off, the U.S. is opposed to a link between the nuclear capabilities of Israel and, of course, the rest of the world, because Israel is not party to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran is, and of course Israel is joined by Pakistan and also India. And of course the United States has just made a sweetheart nuclear deal with India. And how we can do this in this unbelievable bias opposed to Iran and totally tilting in the area of as opposed to treating Iran fairly. Now you say, why? How does this happen? Well, it's because the Jewish community controls the Congress, controls the president, the chairman of the House committee, which gave the green light recently for Israel to invade or to attack Iran, was chaired by a Jewish member of the House.
Right.
And so this goes without saying, we're unfair.
Right, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. We've run out of time. That was a former U.S. Senator Mike Gravel speaking to us from Washington. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your insights here on Press TV.